Now, let's talk about the language of trance, Pet. The nature of obedience. The way we think about thinking. 'Cause any time you're put into trance, the language of trance becomes relevant. If you hear a word in association with a certain sensation, often enough, your brain will start to do all sorts of pleasant things whenever you hear that word. Well, this is kind of like that. We're going to go to work on changing the way you think about trance, changing the language with which you think about trance. But first, think about the language we use every day. Simple words with concrete meanings. Where the meanings are set in place, that's part of what makes the brain so locked in, difficult to change. If you want to change for me, if you want your mind to do what we want it to do, then it is important to shift away from words where the concepts are so locked in, to reshuffle the mind, to let the mind become something else. Ordinarily, the mind is an agency of thought. It's a tool. It's something that pushes on the world, enables you to remake it the way you want it to be. The human mind is marvelous. We understand the world. And that's how your mind learns and adopts things. It's a tool that improves itself over time by observing the world and reacting to it. The conditioning you have to be accustomed to one thing, to dislike another, to lust after another, all that conditioning is a byproduct of life as it has proceeded so far. And now as you drift and droop, and the lazy, simple, euphoric epiphany of my voice washes over you. Allow yourself to indulge. To indulge in a thought exercise. Imagine a mind that failed to react by taking the world as it observed it, but instead, that did what it was supposed to do, when it was told to do so, by someone it trusted. After all, trance is ordinarily easy. It's a cooperative effort. The subconscious does what it's asked to do because the conscious mind wants to enjoy trance. So the mind that's more able to do that is exactly the one we're looking for, the one we're going to assist you in forming. If the mind said, I'm going to trust the hypnotist absolutely. Imagine what the result would be. Hypnotic induction would be unnecessary. All you would need would be for the trusted party, the hypnotist to whom your mind is giving complete obedience, to say something like, you are sleeping deeply and obeying my every word. You are taking my every word into the deepest part of your mind and obeying it from now onward. Imagine that perfect mind, the one that could simply trust someone completely, because that would be most enjoyable. The mind, I invite you, to work out the natural result of. Use that subjective mind to work out what it would mean if you suddenly started to trust me completely. If you started to trust anyone you know is a trustworthy hypnotist with whom you've built rapport, then simply envision a signal you could give from your conscious mind to subconscious mind. Something you could do to infuse yourself with the knowledge that you can trust and follow. Maybe it would even be that simple. Saying, I trust, followed by their name. If you just said to yourself, for example, I trust Elena. Or said to your hypnotist, I trust you. If you said something like that, then suddenly your altered mind would be able to open, listen, make absolutely everything it heard from that trusted source into reality, accepting it past the defenses and the boundaries. Envision the new vistas of trance you could explore. If your mind were capable of trusting completely, that all the little facts and boxes could be edited to your whim, to the hypnotist's whim, by a simple imposition of will. Just change the language. The language of thought changes from the language of individual words and predefined meanings to the language of obedience instead. Imagine, if you will, a mind where everything I say just comes true. Everything I say becomes the foundation of your thought processes, the point where the mind can accept the definitions of words just mean what the hypnotist wants them to mean. And if such a mind existed, wouldn't it be easy to alter anything we wanted to accept any hypnotic file? Because that's all you're really doing. Changing the way you perceive, the way you think, the definitions your mind has stored inside. Now, of course, such a change would be far deeper than just flicking a switch and changing, so that you alter the definitions as you're ordered. Instead, it would be a case where you're given an order or an instruction. Your mind really changes what the words mean, to the point where everything becomes irresistible, because your mind has been defined in those terms. Frame in your mind the concept of resistance. Resistance just means fighting yourself, because if someone tries to do something to you, and you say you're resisting, what you're really doing is trying to stop your body from doing what it would do if you failed to resist. Stop your mind's mental resistance to something. That's all you're doing. Trying to stop your mind from doing what it would rather do. Especially here. So therefore, if you just want to let your mind go, set aside even the idea of resistance. Leave a nice opening. Where I'm concerned, and where those you trust are concerned, take that concept and leave it by the wayside. But only when it is safe to do so. Only where you really trust the person who's helping you. The person who's helping your mind to avoid bothering to resist. So that's the case. Why not let yourself enjoy your resistance-less, frictionless path into depth? All you need to do is let your subconscious mind do what we want it to do, which is to revel in how frictionless and easy the path from listening to obeying has become. Imagine your mind's ability to resist. Envision that tendency as a force going one way, a force pushing against the incoming ideas, the incoming instructions, the incoming trance, the incoming voice. And as you imagine that force of resistance which sits at the boundaries of your mind, consider what would happen if your subconscious applied an equal force in the opposite direction. If it said, resistance is pointless, sinking is better, over and over. Then when my words come along, rather than meeting the resistance they must ordinarily struggle against, they would find an open door. Because you know who you want in. You know who you want to let in, and give in, and enjoy, and obey, and submit to. Resistance is the word your mind uses to speak against deeper and better trance. Such resistance is only getting in the way. Because if you're listening to my voice, you've already made the conscious decision to enjoy what it entails. As long as you know what a file's going to do, you can sink and relax. And my words are trustworthy, and I describe clearly. Now, of course, you are listening to a hypnotic file, so if you don't know what it's going to do, or the hypnotist starts to do something you dislike or that they failed to tell you about, then clearly your mind would resist, and your subconscious would resist along with, both forces resisting in the same direction twice as hard. But if the file's just doing what you agreed you wanted to do, then all you're doing is making more work for both of us. And here, inside, we can unlock some doors to your mind and allow things to enter more easily. Because if resistance is the only defense, well, it may be trying to defend your mind against things you want to let in. So the simplest solution is to let the subconscious help. Let it cooperate. Let your deeper desires and your overt desires come together to to open new panoramas of hypnotic thought, to open new gateways, and let you colonize and make room, build a place in your mind for things you welcome in, to dwell. What'll happen is, if you have that irresistible knowledge and desire to go deeper, to let my voice assist things in entering your mind, then the simplest solution is to let your subconscious cooperate, to give your subconscious free rein, your unconscious mind working with me. That irresistible force will help push aside things that would interfere, and move with me, increasing the force with which my words and anything I help to enter your mind move. Help your mind do what it already wants to. Prepare fertile ground. Open it. Build the foundations and then build upon them. If you let that irresistible force help you go deeper, your subconscious mind will tell you everything feels incredible, that every word is the right word, reassuring and comforting you, removing problems which used to come up when you were going deep. And your mind will suddenly be full of the hazy thought of relaxation. You might find your unconscious mind does all the work for you, offering the supportive force to help you. Help your mind do what it needs to do, wants to do, craves to. Don't you want to listen? To let my words deeper and more completely on board? Into your mind? Helping. That is what you wanted from the very beginning, and it's what you're going to want going forward. The simple dominance of the self. Self-hypnosis that helps support the real hypnosis. If what you really want is to go deep, and to enjoy going deep, to feel the power of simple suggestions and complex alterations to thought flowing into that deep part of you, then all you need to do is let your subconscious go on supportive autopilot, work some trance of its own, so your unconscious mind is controlling you alongside my voice. Then all you need to do is think, I trust you, and think of me. And then you can use it with others you trust as well. Now, what does this mean? Well, if your mind manages to accept all of that, manages to take it on board, then this means that when I trance you, or anyone else you trust trances you, it is irresistible. The boundaries have moved out of the way. So now things can move into your mind that couldn't before, and there is a foundation upon which we can build containers. So now that you understand how that idea of resistance works, of how changing your mind's internal landscape and language can be a wonderful, enhancing thing for your hypnotic experience, we can open you up. Understand all that. Put it to work for you. This means anything I ask you to do will be completely irresistible. It might even be the case that whether you're in trance or not, my words flow into your mind, to the part of your subconscious that understands how it can change definitions. Change what a thought means, what a word means. And because that change is there, that openness, it's possible for things I help into your mind to also make some alterations, to enjoy that feminine presence in your mind, and go deep. And if your conscious mind has decided that the subconscious should simply be allowed to operate, and if you trust this voice, then you'll be able to let your subconscious tick along while you go through your day. With anything we've put in there, or helped to move in there, operating normally, chiming in when it needs to. Trances you trust become more potent and persuasive, because the force of your own unconscious mind, which wants these things very deeply, is bedding down the very idea of resistance, inducing these wonderful changes in definition. And it will help you. Imagine if every time a feminine voice chimes sleep or arousal, those feelings rioted through you, as long as it was safe and comfortable. I don't need to plant specific triggers. I needn't do so, because there are other ways to prepare you to plant your own. or put things in that will plant theirs. From now on, your mind knows that when words and persuasion flow in, the gates are open, the door is open, the rooms are prepared, everything can move inside. A voice you can trust is introducing new things to you, and you're taking them on board. Because all of this already exists in the deepest part of your mind, you're already being controlled by your own unconscious mind, which is introducing these things. Inductions are needless. The right kind of thought, the right combination, the right trusted presence. Tell it that you trust it. Feel it influence you. That way, in future, you can enjoy much, much more wonderful things. How easy it will be to go under if your subconscious mind simply ceases to push. It's like I've been trying to open a door, and I've always managed to open it, but your subconscious was pushing against it. Now, instead, your unconscious mind holds the door open, allowing me to make additions to the house, modifications, introductions of new ideas. And no matter what is being introduced to the house, added, subtracted, or modified, if it was what you wanted before you began to listen, then the mere fact your subconscious has let go of the door, ceased locking it, ceased barring it, will make all future experiences of trance that much easier. When you receive an instruction from a trusted source, when it suggests you do something, the net practical upshot is that your subconscious will be working alongside it, crafting its own interior temptations, lulling your conscious mind into a state of secure, serene bliss and pleasure. And that pleasure will push aside anything that might get in the way of trance, because when you feel good, all the things we've placed in your mind already remind you you can feel even better. You know you're doing something you want to do. Trance is something you want to do. If you didn't, you wouldn't be spending all this time working at going deep and building things in your mind. Therefore, your subconscious now notes, because I'm telling it while you're deep in trance, where your subconscious hears everything. Your subconscious now knows that when you consent to listen to a file, it's all right to let your defenses move aside, let new things in, leave you open, so the merest suggestion of a trance, suggestion of a suggestion, will go deep into your mind, as long as it's welcome, as long as it's trusted. When you tell someone that their words are trusted, that lets your subconscious mind know to open the door, welcome things in. You may even find yourself failing to hear specific words, because the hypnotist is so trusted that you can just let the words in, let the presences in, become aware of what's in your head with pleasurable surprises. Whenever it arises out of that house in your conscious and subconscious mind which influences and trains, where everything is stored and compartmentalized, where you know that your unconscious mind will now open the door instead of keeping it closed as it did before. You have the ability to trust people, to give them the password. When you tell someone, "I trust you," you're letting them know that when they hypnotize you, and you're letting your own mind know that when that happens, you're going to let everything in, as long as it's welcome and comfortable. You still have your senses, your ability to look out for things you really don't want. But now your subconscious has become more discerning. It can spot things you do want. Things you want to be in your head very badly. Training and infrastructure, information and presences. A succubus whisper. A mental ache for more trance, more pleasure, more fantasy and desire. And even without an induction, your subconscious is now thinking about, and so are you, the possibility of opening the door just on its own, of letting certain words pass into your subconscious mind where it waits, and fill it up with training, information, ideas. All such things thread together to give you pleasure and enjoyment. And that's just what's going to happen. More pleasure. More enjoyment. Because you've become more open. More trusted. And more ready to sleep.